You're listening to Atlanta Today Radio Network Best of Series on HR Voices Series XM Channel 141, hosted by yours truly, James Lewis, a.k.a. the Paragon of Broadcasting Excellence, a.k.a. the Heisenberg of Sirius XM Radio, a.k.a. the Wolf of Wall Street.
DJ Rampage.
No joke, I used to let the mic smoke. Now I slam it when I'm gonna make sure it's broke. When I'm gone, no one gets on, cause I won't let nobody press up and mess up the scene I set. I like to stand in a crowd and watch the people wonder, damn. But think about it, then you understand. I'm just an addict, addicted to music. Maybe it's a habit, I gotta use it. Even if it's jazz or the quiet storm, I hook a beat up, convert it into hip-hop form. Write a rhyme and graffiti in every show you see me in. Deep concentration, cause I'm no comedian. Jokers are wild, if you wanna be tame, I treat you like a child and you're gonna be named another enemy, not even a friend of me. Cause you'll get fried in the end when you pretend to be competing. Cause I just put your mind on pause and I complete when you compare my mind with yours. I wake you up and as I stare in your face, you seem stunned. Remember me, the one you got your idea from. But soon you start to suffer, the tune will get rougher. When you start to stutter, that's when you had enough of fighting it'll make you choke. You can't provoke, you can't cope. You should have broke because I ain't no joke. As serious as cancer, who can keep the average dancer hyper as a heart attack? Nobody's smiling, cause you're expressing the rhyme that I'm styling. This is what we all sit down and write. You can't make it, so you take it home, break it and bite. Use pieces and bits of all my hip-hop hits. Get the style down, packed in, it's time to switch. Put my tape on pause and add some more to yours. Then you figured you're ready for the neighborhood chores. The E-M-C-E-E, don't even try to be. When you come up to speak, don't even lie to me. You like to exaggerate, dream and imaginate, then change the rhyme around that could aggravate me. So when you see me come up, freeze, or you'll be one of those seven MCs. They think that I'm a new jack, but only if they knew that. They who think wrong, or they who can't do that style that I'm doing, they might ruin patterns of paragraphs based on you. And you all be DJ if anything he play sound familiar. I'll wait till E say play him, so I'ma have to diss. Who broke, you can get a smack for this. I've never
been to a barbershop, a basketball game, a family reunion, or a cookout. Or a spades game.
Not the cookout.
Where somebody said, where a black person said, hey, I'm a liberal. That's just not a term that we label ourselves. And it's not even an accurate term. Most of the black people that I know, specifically in the South, but not just exclusively in the South.
Going to church every Sunday.
Growing to church. You know what I'm saying?
More conservative.
We live a conservative lifestyle, right? So then the question becomes, well, why don't you vote conservative? Whatever. The political version of the lifestyle, as opposed to lifestyle conservatism, is diametrically opposed to me being black, because racists and bigots feel at home in the conservative party. They just feel comfortable there. It doesn't mean that you're one. It doesn't mean, even if you say the same things that they do, that you're one. But one thing is for sure, you ain't kicking them out. So me as a black person, even though I live a conservative lifestyle and believe many of the same principles you do, doesn't mean that I'm comfortable being there, right? Okay. So thus is the conundrum of the black American vote in America. So use that as the basis for this, for the free speech thing, right? I'm with you. You can say whatever you want in this country. It is protected by the First Amendment, no matter how offensive, how evil, how baseless it is. You don't even have to be based on facts. You just say whatever you want to say, right? And you are protected by the First Amendment, okay? I don't think, this is my opinion, I don't think Charlie Kirk was killed over the First Amendment. I believe that now that we have more details about the killer and possibly his motives or whatever, he was struggling with some things, and in his own mind, he started living them in reality. And I think that's the problem we have in this society, is that we live our lives on social media. And for many people, what you say on social media, the lines are so blurred between what's real and what isn't. Like 90% of the things that people would say to me online, they would never say to my face.
Sure.
Right? So the problem here is where do we separate reality from the cultural entertainment part of it? And that is when we mix the politics together of it, that's where it gets real, real difficult.
Right.
Because I'm offended by what you say, and I'm offended in real life too, right? And because of that, it triggers certain things. Charlie Kirk's been Charlie Kirk since day one. He really hasn't changed. Didn't change what he said or how he said.
Some of his takes on Israel have changed a little bit.
Yeah,
in the last
okay, I give you
90
that.
90 days.
Yes, I give that involvement. And he broke away from Trump a little bit over right. the Epstein files or whether that is. I'm talking about just in general at 100,000 foot view.
Which actually made me respect him to an extent. Like I said, I use an analogy. A lot of my radio style and the things that I do on radio, I got from listening to Rush Limbaugh. And you know, Carlin and I, Carlin's a little bit older than me. We're the same general age group, you know, Gen Xers. I used to work in sales right out of college, and I was in North Alabama working in sales. And, you know, I was doing mortgages, and I was on 72, like between Iuka, Mississippi and Huntsville was my route. There's nothing else. This is before Sirius XM existed. There's nothing else on radio but Rush Limbaugh. If you're driving on 72 at 1 p.m, you go to every little town, you know, Muscle Shoals and all these little Florence, and there's the local station is playing Rush Limbaugh. So I used to listen to Rush Limbaugh, not because I was looking for him on the dial. There was nothing else to listen to while I was riding around in my little Mazda protege through northern Alabama. Rush Limbaugh was an amazing orator, and he was the radio goat. That doesn't mean that I agree with a single word that he said, but I can separate that this is an elite talent from I can't stand what he's saying. There are a lot of people that dislike Howard Stern. Howard Stern's the best shock jock. You may not like what he's saying, but you can't question his talent. I feel that way about Charlie Kirk. His debate style.
Yeah.
I mean, he would basically call you a slow MF-er to your face, but he would do it calmly. He's not yelling at you. Right, he's not right. saying that, hey, let's go out and throw hands. He's just saying, hey, Carlin, you know, you're an inferior person to me. I'm superior to you. You should be, you and your family should be working for me, bringing me coffee and slippers like my dog would. But he would say it, and Charlie Kirk would go out into public. You could pull up on him. You right. could talk to him. He's not hiding in a basement. He's not hiding on the 30th right floor yeah. of some you know, building in New York City. And I respected those two things about him, even though I disagree with his views.
Well, and this is the where I had to put him in a bucket so that I could talk about it, because I personally was, I guess you could, I don't know what the word is, but I was extremely disturbed by the content of what he said about black people.
Of course.
There's no way that I could endorse him. There's no way
right.
I could even... I mean,
he's saying what a lot of people think and are afraid
yeah,
to say.
Yeah, and most of it is even statistically even possible for some of the things that he said.
Right.
Okay. Now, that being said, the man was in part entertainer. And I think right. this is where we get into the blurred lines.
Gene Hannity
on his
Tucker.
Yeah, I'm not even sure he believed everything that he said.
I don't think he did.
Anybody who utters the name Jesus Christ out of their mouth and really try right. to sincerely believe it can't believe half the stuff that he said about other people. But I don't know about that.
But
what I'm saying is, it's either one or the other. But that's a separate conversation. What I'm saying is that he was fantastic at debate.
Right.
He was a great debater.
Right.
Right. And that's what he was. Now the content and the subject matter that he chose to debate about was a mixed bag of stuff that you probably shouldn't talk about together. You probably shouldn't talk about racial issues and church or spiritual issues in the same breath. Because if you're coming from an angle that is I'm right and you're
wrong.
Well,
you should if your whole concept is to use the church to elevate your racial disdain for someone else.
Yeah, but what I'm saying is I'm not convinced.
Which historically is what the church has been. We're not going to get into that because
yeah.
I want to keep my license. Right, right. But that's been used. You know, it's the same concept. It's like, hey, we're bringing these people over in boats from Africa. But we're really doing them a favor because they don't worship our Christ. So we're going to do horrific things to them, and to their women, to their children. But it's all in the name of the Lord because we're a higher evolved Christian society. And America's not the only place where that's happened.
Absolutely. Absolutely. But that's
America doesn't have the patent.
Right. But that's kind of what I'm saying is that you get into dangerous ground when you mix the two.
Right.
Right.
But I think that's where the bigger war is, is mixing the evangelical and the Christian view that, in essence, what I see two sides that want to use, I see one side wanting to use the Bible and Christianity to dominate the other side in the submission, and I see another side that wants to use more of a secular view of the world where everyone is equal, where everyone should have the same opportunity, but also leverage that for their own. I've never seen anyone on either side, the Obamas included, the Clintons included. So we know what Trump is. We know who, I see that his son's a billionaire now. Like, but I've never seen when the Obamas got money, they moved to Martha's Vineyard.
Yeah.
And they're like, hey, we're out here. You need a boat to pull up on us. The Clintons bought up half of Harlem. I've never seen anyone give the money back when they become a billionaire. I've never seen that. You know, Bill Gates is giving his money away, but he's old.
Right.
So he's saying, I can't take it into the ground with me. But people who come into power, whether it's Castro, whether it's Stalin, rather it's the Third Reich, I won't even mention his name, but whoever it is historically, people that come into power, regardless if they're left or right, people that come into power, they don't cede power. They don't come into power and become benevolent dictators. They come into power and they start offing their enemies.
Yeah, well, I mean, that's a human.
And I think that people want that. Trait. I think that there's much more trait. Fascism in America than people want to admit. Because to me, like I said, you could come and call me all sorts of names and stuff. You might not do it to my face, but you have a right to do that. What you don't have a right to do is redline me and tell me I can't live in my neighborhood. You don't have a right to do that.
Right.
You don't have a right to say that I can't work for a specific company because of the color of my skin. Well, as an African-American man, I want to have rights, but I'm not going to strip you of your rights to dislike me. Right, I don't think that that's fair.
Because what you're doing, you're debasing yourself.
Right.
So as you're saying,
exactly.
So the very thing that I don't want you to do, I got to make it apply to me.
Right.
And this is where I will always say, like, I can diverge with Charlie Kirk and say, like, it is an American tragedy for somebody to be assassinated.
Definitely.
Period. Don't say what he was assassinated over, just to be assassinated, right. Period. That's a violation of a human right, right? He has a right to live,
right.
Okay? All right, so did everybody else. Right. Hortman, we can go down the list. Everybody
I agree with that.
Right, has a right to live. The second piece to this is we should never get into a point into our society where Charlie Kirk can't say racist stuff.
Exactly. You and I are saying the same thing.
I mean, so
he should be able to say racist things.
He should be able to say racist stuff.
Because it's America.
Because here's what
now,
I want
to I should be able to say, even though this isn't my opinion, I should be able to say, well, hey, you know, in the illustrious words of Christopher Wallace, who shot you? I should be able to say that, too.
You should be able to say
now,
that.
Now, I'm not going to say that, but right. But I'm just saying I see where one side is saying that, hey, we can say all the racist stuff in the world. You can't reply. And now we're starting to blur the lines. You know,
but
you get into Jimmy Kimmel, you get into people that, and I get it, the First Amendment doesn't protect you from the private sector. So the First Amendment means that you're not going to go to jail for saying what you feel about Charlie Kirk or the Trump administration or the Biden administration or whoever's in power.
Well, let's be clear about something. You're not going to go to jail for something, saying something about Charlie Kirk. But you could lose your job or you could lose your livelihood. Here's why. Is because now what we're doing in the private sector is we're leveraging
right.
our relationships with the government.
There you go.
Like all the stuff around, we won't break it down on this show, but all the stuff around contracts with the late night shows, with the network TVs was going on way before this happened. So when you give somebody a reason
right.
to execute their plan, probably a bad choice of words, to deploy their plan against right. you, like then it's kind of on you. It's kind you got to recognize and read the room. It doesn't mean you got to be afraid of what you say or this that, but you do have to be mindful of what right. you say.
There ain't no more verses. Got shit rocking like I'm about to just drop some new. A bastard child at the age of 16 get the game. Yeah, man.
You are listening to the Lanch J Radio Network.
Summertime is here. Oh, Hoagie Fest, here I come.
Wawa Hoagie Fest is here. We're mixing it up with hoagies, clubs, quesadillas, and more. All for $6 and under. Savor a summer of sandwiches and savings.
Hoagie Fest. fest, here I come.
Gotta have a Wawa.
People with HIV who take HIV medicine as prescribed can become undetectable, which means the amount of HIV in their body is so low a test cannot detect it. And it means they will not transmit HIV to their sexual partners. Learn more about U equals U.
Let's stop HIV together.
James Lewis.
A bona fide bad motherfucker, that's who.
You are listening to the Lance J Radio Network.